Is it Chernobyl or Chernobyl?
Chernobyl,
which was, Clark's right. It was fantastic. It was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. I got radiation burns just by watching the first episode.
Yeah.
And then I started, my hypochondria started to come out, and I started to think, like, well, I kind of feel like that too. Maybe I got radiation poisoning from something.
It was from that tick.
From the tick, yeah. But it was really great. The only scene, I'm not sure, I try to put myself in, like, the characters' positions, you know, to make it more real. If I was one of those miners working underneath the plant to build the tunnel to cool down the plant from, you know, killing all these millions of people, would I remove my underwear? And it was something I really had to stop and think about. I don't even think I'd remove my t-shirt. Like, how cooler is your body going to be by taking off this little, you know, 2 millimeter piece of cloth off your body? Is it really going to make that much of a difference? And they're wearing hats. I think the first thing to go would be the hat.
Well, also, though, anything that you're going to wear is going to get thrown away anyway.
Right.
So, I guess...
Would you be a naked miner?
Well, you got to think, like, in the Soviet Union, there's a big thing about resources. So, even if it costs a single amount of actual money to send in new clothes for them to change daily...
No, I'm just talking about, just because I'm a very modest human being.
No, dude, I'm telling you, they didn't have a choice because they didn't have the choice to wear the underwear. They were probably told, no, you're probably going to have to go naked.
Oh, well, some guys are wearing the underwear.
Somebody told them that.
Not all the, I didn't see everyone's peen. It was just the majority.
Yeah.
Eric, by the way, the show's called Chernobyl.
That was the dramatic reenaction.
I know what it's called.
Oh.
I know what it's called. I'm just looking at Clark because he looks like he popped out of Ozark. And I'm like, is he in a trailer right now? Like, I have no idea. Because he's also wearing a muscle shirt and a white beater.
I'm going to go work out after the show. And
that's what you wear?
Well, he's in the HEB area.
Yeah. Well,
Are you going to a gay gym?
That's how they dress over there.
Got a blend.
This is your world now, Eric. This is what you're going to be living with.
Well, yeah. This is what I have to look at. I might want to rethink where I'm moving.
That's what I'm saying. You might just go back to the cliff. Yeah. You're safer there.
Start working out with me, Eric.
Okay, where you go?
What?
Where do you go? Some hood place, some garage workout?
Yeah, I go some hood place.
Cowboys in Arlington.
I'll be there.
Some very hood place.
Okay, yeah. I'll be there then. I'll fit right in.
Okay. Good. Street cred. You bring the street cred. Get beat up.
The other thing I didn't realize, well, it confused me for a little bit when I watched the first episode, like halfway in, I'm trying to understand where the British come in. Because everyone on that show has an English accent.
Everybody always pulls this with this show.
I really didn't, because I honestly was watching it. I didn't really pay attention. And then I'm realizing, like, nobody has a Russian accent. And I'm like, so were the British involved?
Here's my deal. Then if you're craving authenticity, then why don't they just speak Russian and you watch it with subtitles?
That's what I assumed.
No, I don't want to do that. Not with something that's as technical as Chernobyl. No, have him.
Well, that's why he did it in court. He did that little graph and chart so we could all understand the layman's terms.
Right, right. But I mean, I'm talking about through the whole thing, not just like a snippet of a 4-part miniseries.
They should have come in at the very beginning and say, no Russians were used in the making of this miniseries. it was very confusing because it would be like, it was a guy with, like, he's like, I say there, chap, would you like some tea, comrade? It was just very, and it's just, your brain just goes, what? And then I looked it up. The reason why they did that is because the Russian accent, if it's not done right, can be very comical. Like a Boris and Natasha from Bullwinkle, you know? Mm-hmm. And they didn't want it to do that. Then they thought, well, let's try to do, because it's more, you know, Ukraine. I don't know the dialect difference between Russian and, you know, the Ukraine. But they thought, well, maybe we just did like a vague European accent. And then, you know, that kind of fit in. But they couldn't make that work. And they said a lot of people also started to act like the accent instead of acting and using the accent. Eric, you'll know it. You understand what that means. Eric's a thespian. Sense, yeah. Which, like, if I was doing an Italian accent, I would start talking more with my hands more than I do already.
Right.
That wasn't an Italian accent, by the way. I just had some indigestion. But if I was going to do that, I was going to talk more with my hands and do the little finger things and stuff. So that makes sense. So if you're doing a Russian accent, you're going to act more Russian than, and you're not going to be believable anymore. Does that make sense, Eric? Did I explain that correctly to non-thesbians?
You become a caricature of the culture. Right.
Yeah. You become, again, Boris and what's her name? Bianca or whatever her name is. Yeah.
Natasha.
I'll get that moose and squirrel. You know, it'd just be something like that.
Well, you know, they could have taken the Hunt for October route with the language where it was like, they're all speaking Russian for about 5-10 minutes. And then they do like this kind of weird camera shot where they get in real close to a guy speaking Russian and then they pan back and he starts speaking English. And it's supposed to imply that everybody that's wearing a Russian uniform, now they're speaking English, but in the real world, they're speaking Russian. Because later when Jack Ryan comes in contact with Sean Connery's Captain Ramius character, then all of a sudden you don't understand what they're saying. So,
yeah, but then you come back to the same problem with the accents. You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to sound like once the camera pans out? Are they British again? Would you like some tea and crumpets, comrade?
Sounds like Pinky.
That's my British voice now. I can't do any other British voice. It's either, if I do anything different, it sounds like Dick Van Dyke on Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a chimney sweeper. So right.
He's a submarine. Yeah. It's just weird. It was just weird for a second. And it really, I'm not being sarcastic. I really was confused for about half the first episode because I'm like, why are the British involved? That's what I really thought. And then I started piecing together. I'm like, oh, all these actors are all, then they have like military personnel with, you know, Russian or the Soviet Union uniforms on speaking with British accents. And I'm like, oh, then it started to click. You got to have some sort of disclaimer in the beginning because people, idiots like me, are going to think like, you know, the English were involved in this whole thing.
Well,
and then we're going to start posting conspiracy theories as Patriot Pete on Facebook and YouTube.
Well, isn't it kind of like HBO has two kinds of series, like one where everybody's British in the show or everybody's American in the show?
Yeah.
And this would fall into British category.
And usually it's like Americans playing British people or the British people playing Americans. Usually. There's really not a whole lot of in between.
So this one is just British people. Is this American people playing British people?
It probably is. Yeah. It's the whole Robert Downey Jr. Tropic Thunder situation again. I'm just a dude playing another dude.